Blog Talk Radio.
Gentlemen, welcome to Tecmo Talk Radio. More so gentlemen than ladies, I would imagine. But my name is Chris Vogt, VogtCD11. I'm your host for tonight's show. You are listening to blogtalkradio.com/Tecmo Talk. I'm alongside, virtually alongside Tecmo Psycho Derek Rubel. You're over in Indianapolis. How are you, my friend?
Doing pretty well. How are you, Chris?
I'm doing good. I appreciate you kind of tagging along and wanting to do the do this adventure with us, and we'll see where it goes.
Sounds good.
I know it's I guess it's, I looked it up. It's six years since the last episode that I was a part of that aired was exactly 6 years ago, which is pretty crazy. It's pretty crazy to know that that it's been that long. but hey, the show tonight, we got a lot of catching up to do. You know, just want to kind of touch base with our listeners as to what this show is all about. It's kind of dedicated to the diehard tech mowers out there who you know, who are religiously trying to make themselves better. Kind of want to stay in the loop with what's going on. Not only both. You know, a lot of online stuff going on, but also in the live Tecmo tournament community as well. You know, as a lot of us religious Tecmoers know and keeping up on some forums, a lot of Tecmo tournaments are coming around the corner there, huh, Derek?
Yeah. Got the one in Detroit. I went to that one last year and played in it. It was a really, really fun time. And, of course, the one at the beginning of March in Madison is kind of like the Super Bowl Tecmo tournaments. that one's always a blast as well.
Definitely. Well, I mean, to sit here and talk about, you know, kind of like a childhood hobby, to sit here and talk about us heading to some Tecmo tournaments, would you ever expect yourself to be in this kind of position to say, hey, well, I'm taking vacation time to head on over to a Tecmo tournament and, you know, see what I can do?
it's absolutely crazy. I remember jumping online like 2008, 2009, and I saw a couple of these forums, and I was just curious about, you know, getting the old console back out and playing because it had been a while since I'd played before. And when I saw that there was this whole, you know, community out there, I was like, oh, my goodness, this just blows my mind. And as soon as I could get a username, I jumped on, and it's been on the roller coaster ever since.
Well, right, and I guarantee you probably got caught off guard. You really didn't realize that there was a community out there that was better than you.
No kidding. And that's always the thing. It's, you know, people who played the game growing up, it was, you know, I can beat everybody. I can, you know, everybody on my block or everybody in my dorm, you know, nobody can hang with me. But then you get online and you meet this whole cult following of the game. And you know, when I first started out, I took my whoopings like everybody else. And you just find out that there's so many people that share this unique hobby with you as well.
Absolutely. Part of the show today, we're going to talk about, you know, just some just some catching up in general with what's going on, recently, what we've missed, what's coming up. I know the big thing that we're going to probably hit on tonight is Tournament Mayhem. We got a special guest, including the winner of the Lincoln, Nebraska Tecmo Tournament, which took place yesterday, Chris Buck. Chris Buck Eldridge, he's from Wichita, Kansas. He's gracious enough to join the show tonight. So a lot of things to look forward to. You could follow us on Twitter at MWTecmo, as in Midwest, MWTecmo. You can also follow Tecmo Psycho at Tecmo Psycho as well. Please use the hashtag Tecmo Talk Radio to kind of communicate with us. You can also get on chat as well. But yeah, the call-in number tonight, we will hope to get to some callers this evening. We're looking at a half-an-hour show. We're already about 5 minutes in. We're looking at a couple callers, hopefully, at the end of the show, just to kind of give their input and what they want to hear, what they want to know, and hopefully we can kind of elaborate that a little more tonight and on the next show. But the call-in number is 347-857-4669. And if you're listening on our website, blogtalkradio.com/tecmotalk, you can also see the call-in number. Larry, it's a little surreal that I lost my Lightning Larry partner. I called you Larry. But no, Derek, when I say religiously, it's one of those things where, being a part of Tecmo, you kind of find yourself wanting to know what's going on and kind of keeping yourself in the loop. How did you find yourself in this situation in terms of Tecmo? I mean, growing up when you were younger, Derek, you probably saw the computer. That might have been it. But to this point, like, how did you get to this point and, kind of share with us kind of the same story that a lot of us kind of share as well?
Yeah, my dad bought the cartridge for me. I remember the Kmart sticker on the box and everything. It was shortly after it came out, and I played it with my brother. He wasn't very good. He didn't really like the game as much as me, but I played him at home. I played my cousin. He was pretty good. And then I played by myself against the computer for so long, and it wasn't really until... It wasn't really until college until I started playing, man versus man a lot. And when I got to Ball State, it's a small university in Indiana, I played in the dorms, and we would go from dorm to dorm across campus, and we would play people who had their consoles with them. It's kind of crazy that people still brought their old-school video games up to college. So I found out that at college I was pretty good. I had only lost a couple of times total when I played there. And then I got out on my own, got married, got a job, kind of put the console away for a little while. And then I discovered the online game. And when I discovered that, I got the console back out. I started playing. Anybody I could find close to me, I would try to play man versus man games. Then I started playing online, which is a little bit different experience than playing on the console. But I jumped into like 10, 11 leagues. All right in a row. It's hard to keep up on the games. But I cut back. I'm only in three leagues currently. I'm in the ATA, the HSTL, and the league that I run, the Tecmo Team Cup League. And right
well,
now,
you're
really,
naming
it. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, you're naming a couple leagues that are online. For those who aren't familiar with online play, you can go to tecmobowl.org. or tecmo.us to join up and learn a lot about what's out there in terms of communicating and playing with others online. That's kind of how a lot of us got started, isn't it? I mean, it's one of those things that kind of brought us together. A lot of online presence to Tecmo nowadays.
Yeah. I talk to you guys, all the people that I've met online, or at these live tournaments, more than some of my college buddies anymore. Kind of weird like that. But
right.
And then cutting back on leagues, I went from like 10, I played constantly, and then I dropped down to like 3 or 4. And really now I've been playing with my son, and He just turned 7 in September. He's been playing on and off since he was about 5, but now he's starting to inquire about the ratings and the game itself. He's wanting to get better, and he's not too bad. He's knocked me off a couple of times, you know, in lopsided matchups, but, you know, he'll be there, and soon he'll probably come to one of the live tournaments with me.
Well, I was going to ask if he's actually beat you legit, then I'd start being scared.
Yeah, he's beat me twice legit. He beat me a couple of weeks ago on Christmas break. He beat me with the Colts 49ers, but you know, I was trying as hard as I could. I lost a couple fumbles too, so that didn't help. But and then the other night, or last night actually, he beat me. It was Chicago and San Francisco. He had San Francisco, and he beat me. It was 28-21. I played as hard as I could. I didn't really get a lot of bad luck. He just flat out beat me. So he's getting there.
It's pretty cool. You're engaging with your son in Tecmo on Christmas break, and I guarantee you that's exactly what we did when we were younger. So it's kind of yeah. a deja vu gig here. We're gonna move into a little bit of a tournament update, kind of like a tournament mayhem section here. I mean, we got going on. I mean, yesterday was Lincoln, Nebraska's Buck, who actually I think he's attended the Madison tournament, the 256 Madison tournament. I think maybe one or two times, but you know, he played up against a couple good guys. You know, Art Bandelay. He's an online player. A lot of this tournament, this tournament action that has been going on, Derek, you see a lot of growing interest in people just wanting to engage themselves in live tournaments, and you see that perfectly clear with how well Madison has done. Has done it. It's your 11th tournament coming up in March, on March 7th, and guaranteeing over 200 people.
Yeah. Yeah, the first time I jumped online, I saw Chet and Josh's video. I can't remember which tournament that was. It was the one that Mort won. I think it was he went to Jerry. And I saw that YouTube video clip, and then I got interested in, oh my goodness, the tournaments.
He beat O'Toole in that one, didn't he?
Yeah. And
I had to say that because I think O'Toole is listening.
And then, so I saw that video, and then I saw your tournament that you run in the summertime, and that's, I saw the opportunity living only about 2 hours away to jump over there, and I played in a tournament that I think Odell ran in Chicago in like 2010. I actually met Buck there for the first time. I can't remember if we played at all, but I remember talking to him for a little bit.
Right. Not only would Madison be coming up in March, we're looking forward to, both you and I are looking forward to heading up to Detroit. That's in 2 weeks, on the 24th of this month. And you look at, hey, you're going to a tournament. What do you expect at a tournament, Derek? What do you envision at a tournament if you're not, if you haven't been there, if you haven't gone to a tournament, what would you expect of one of these if you hadn't gone there? Because just arriving to my first tournament away from my basement console, it's pretty surreal.
Yeah, you get in this room, and usually it's either at a bar or you know, a restaurant or somewhere like that, and you know, good food. You got beer, you got whatever you want to drink, and then you got all these guys filled in this room that share the exact same passion that you've had, you know, your entire, you know, youth growing up playing this video game. They know the ins and the outs, and you don't know anybody in there, but you could walk in there and sit down with these guys and hold a conversation with them for a couple of hours, you know, maybe even meet someone and carry out some sort of a friendship after you leave. I can't get over how easy it is to talk to these people at these tournaments, how easygoing people are. You know, besides the tournament, you know, aspect of it, it's just the camaraderie is what brings me back every single time.
Absolutely. And, you know, you're looking at, hey, I want to win the tournament. I want to win, I want to win some money if I do go to it. You want to play as competitive as possible. But both you and I know through just a losing experience that, hey, I think you delve on a loss, the first 5 minutes of your loss, and then you kind of get over it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or some others, I guess, may not. But in my eyes, I don't expect to go there and win it. I expect to go there and compete and, do as well as I can, which is all you can ask for. Well, speaking of doing as well as you can, Chris Buck Eldridge is kind enough to grace us with his presence here on Tecmo Talk Radio. You're listening to... Hey, Chris. Buck, how are you doing, man? And congrats on the win.
Hey, thank you. I'm doing fine, thanks. Derek mentioned that video from Madison. He went to Jerry when Mort won it. My brother did that video.
Oh, no,
he went out there with me. Yeah. He's the one who put that together. And initially, it was like 10 minutes long, and I talked him into cutting it down to, like, whatever it is, 3 minutes, because nobody wants to sit there and watch a 10-minute video. But anyway, he's the one who put that together. He was up there with his camera interviewing people and stuff, so
that's all.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, hey, Chris, I mean, we're looking at, and we're talking about tournaments, and I don't know when your first tournament you had attended, but when you figured out that there were live tournaments on Tecmo Super Bowl, what went through your mind?
Oh, I was there. I mean, I kind of stumbled on Kenobi's website in 05 and or 06, somewhere around there, and then I found out there was a tournament in like 2007 there in Lincoln. I think it was 2007, and I went. And it was maybe like 16 people there, but it was cool. I mean, I won some games, I lost some games. It was awesome. I mean, I actually played against Luke Carlberg there at the time. It was a good little match, but I think he won that game at the time. So I was all over that. I thought it was awesome. I mean, the site itself was awesome and everything about the, you guys know, but me, I'm kind of into the hacking of the game or whatever you might, modifying the game a little bit. Or at least I used to be more than I am now, but just being able to update the game. So, but, we don't got to get into that. But anyway, yeah, I played. Someone asked about my history or something. I played the original Tecmo Bowl game like crazy. I played it all the time.
The floor plate Tecmo Bowl game.
Yeah, whatever. The old school, the original game, right. Tecmo Bowl that was on the Nintendo and. I think I was maybe like a freshman or sophomore or junior. I don't know. It's sometime there in high school when Tecmo Super Bowl came out. And it initially drove me crazy because I would be bumping into my linemen and guys were dropping open passes and, all that kind of stuff. But I used to play all the time with this one guy in high school. And we mostly played Pro Bowls, where we could pick our own team. But...
Hey, Derek, did you play a lot of original Tecmo, or the Tecmo Bowl?
The only time I played the original game was, like, I rented it from, like a Blockbuster-type place, and I played it, like, maybe a couple of weekends, and then that was it. Like, I just got into the Tecmo Super Bowl, and I didn't really want to play anything else.
Yeah.
Well, hey, Buck, you plan on going to Madison this year on the March 7th tournament? It'll be the 11th rendition of the biggest tournament in the world for Tecmo Super Bowl.
Yeah, not right now. And are they not filled up yet with spots? But right now I don't plan on going. So
you don't? Well, I do remember. I think you ended up going to that one, the one you said you recorded. And I guess maybe that was all. Yeah, that was your fill.
I went to I made it to the Elite Eight and lost to Mort actually by a field goal. And the field goal he got was on a sweet arrow trick on run and shoot pass two. He arrow tricked me on the short guy and threw it long.
Right.
and got a field goal at the end of the first half, and that's he ended up winning it by that. And then, but he was on fire that day. I mean, nothing was going to stop him, and that's cool. You know, I don't mind at all. He was a cool guy and everything. But
right.
Yeah, he won it all, and then you probably seen the highlights of that. But
absolutely.
But that's the only Madison tournament I've been to. I run into Chet and Josh Holzbauer other times. Like they've come down to Lincoln a couple of times,
mm-hmm.
and they're fun guys to be around, you know. So
indeed. All right, Derek, you got anything for Buck?
No, just do you remember me from the Chicago? I think you went to a Chicago tournament.
Yep.
Maybe
yeah, sure.
3 or 4 years ago.
Oh yeah, yeah. I think that was 10. I think it was like fall of 10.
Yeah.
You were up there. We didn't play, but you were up there. I remember you had your laptop there, and I don't know if you were fooling around playing online or something, but
yeah, I might have been playing Kenobi, and you were sitting next to him. And then that's when I started talking to you.
Yeah, are you? You're from like Indiana?
Yeah, Indianapolis.
Okay. Yep, I remember you. So.
Well, hey, Buck. You had mentioned something about you kind of going into the kind of the back of the Tecmo system. You kind of work with a lot of the modifications. Explain a little bit of that. I mean, I am kind of interested in what you do there.
Well, you know, it's kind of hodgepodge. I mean, I kind of just build off what other people have already kind of discovered and. I kind of caveman
right.
style. I just tweak things and see what happens, and eventually I figure out what's going on. But you know, I kind of got into trying to create my own plays. I mean, I wanted to make wide receiver screens. I wanted to, you know, kind of
right.
get away with some of the whack plays people don't use, like reverses and stuff. And that's kind of what got me into it. And then eventually, I kind of got into hacking with the actual physics engine, like, you know, how just the baseline speed of the game and tried to speed it up, you know, and that sort of thing. But I'm pretty much done fooling with that. And I'm sticking with
right.
the original physics engine because I think it's the best. I mean, I've kind of come full circle. I mean, I think the way they made the game is just pretty much perfect. And
absolutely, it's kind of cool that you said that. It's you know, to kind of see where Tecmo is today. I mean, what would be your question or your answer to that?
Well, you know, yeah, I heard you guys kind of talking about that at the beginning. I tuned in, but you know, I think it's in great shape right now. You know, the tournament scene, like you mentioned, is awesome. I mean, people are digging that, and if you've never been to a tournament. You got to go because, I mean, even if you
right.
get your butt kicked or whatever, it's still fun. You know, you're going to meet somebody, have something in common with someone, and, you know, talk to people. It's a lot of fun. And those tournaments, you know, really show how alive it is and Tecmo is. But it's all, you know, it's all based on, obviously, people coming to tournaments, but guys like Kenobi, the Holzbauers, you Iowa guys, and
right.
– I mean, I've never put one on, but I've helped, you know, Kenobi set them up before. I mean,
mm-hmm.
set up the TVs and the system. I mean, it's work. It's not easy.
Absolutely.
And that's, you know, people like you guys, I mean, deserve a lot of credit and props for that. But definitely the live scene is, we got to keep that going, you know. No doubt about that.
Well,
that's probably always going to be there. Sorry.
No, right. And I was going to say, as long as our significant others and our kids will let us do it, I mean, Derek's already got it made. He's already got his
awesome.
His son who's
yeah.
who's helping him out the way.
Man, I'm trying. I have an 8-year-old son. I'm trying to get him to play, and he's just not that interested. You know, I don't know why, but I'm going to keep trying. So
that's neat.
Well, hey, Buck, before we head down, Matt O'Toole, Lucky Tool on the forums, he has a quick question. What was the signature moment for you at the Lincoln tournament? Can you kind of pinpoint a time during the tournament that you may have felt that, hey, this is probably going to be mine?
Well, let me see. I think the Sweet 16, I played a guy named Craig, and he's from Lincoln. And he's a real solid player. And we always battle, and it's always fun. I met him at Sweet 16. Of course, we were both just kind of like, oh, dude, you know, hate meeting you so soon. But I called Eagles Raiders, and he took the Raiders. And anyway, I pretty much just ate him up. I think Sherman had like 140. I think QB Eagles had like 100. I mean, I ran for like over 250 on him. I think I beat him like 28-7. And that kind of happened, and I was kind of like, I'm feeling good. And I'll tell you this, I said this at the tournament, everything was going my way in every game up to the end. I mean, just nothing was going wrong, you know what I mean? No crazy turnovers. It was just everything I wanted to do just worked out. I know you kind of mentioned to talk about other competition. I got to play the number one seed in the Elite Eight. And can't remember his name, but he was a really good runner. I mean, I'd never really seen anybody run like he did except myself. I mean, he just knew all the jukes and cuts and angles, and it was really cool. And he had BJ Tolliver, and BJ let him down. but it's not all easy
if BJ lets you down.
If DJ's last name is Tolliver, it will let you down. But of all the people I played, though, running to Luke, you know, I hadn't played him. Basically, never really played him. I mean, we just kind of played an exhibition game back in, like, 07, but I was pretty nervous, right. You know. And he called Jets Falcons, and I said, I want first controller because I didn't really care. And I was hoping to get the Falcons, though, to be honest with you, just because. And it was a defensive battle. I won 13-7. He's a great player. I mean, at any moment, I knew he would take advantage of any mistake I made. And I just didn't make any mistakes, thankfully. So.
Right.
Anyway, I don't know. Yeah, I guess when I beat Craig, that kind of, like, gave me some confidence, you know. I started feeling
absolutely
good after that. Anyway.
You took home a trophy and you took home some cash, I would assume?
A little bit. Turns out a good portion was donated to the Nebraska Injured Players Foundation or something. I don't know.
No.
That's cool.
But it's all good. Yep.
Well, hey, Craig. Chris, I appreciate you taking a little bit of time a little later on a Sunday night to talk with us, me and Tecmo Psycho. So.
Yeah, man, it's good talking to you guys.
Congratulations, bud.
Hey.
Thanks, Derek.
Hey, well, hey, take care. All right, Chris. Well, hey, Derek. I mean, that just goes to show that, you know, that all of us are enjoying – you know, a little bit of a, you know, moment away from everyday life. I think that kind of just sums it up right there.
Yeah.
But anyway, no, we've got about a minute left on the show. Unfortunately, we're not going to have any callers to get in right now. I'm going to tell you what, this half an hour gig is probably going to fly every single week. But you know what I mean? It's one of those things where we'll get in as much as we can. Derek, we got any ideas possibly we could string together for next week and kind of get a little bit of a more organized protocol on our end and get some people engaged as well next week possibly.
Yeah, just have people hit us up on Twitter and send us some messages. So just whatever they want to hear, that's what we'll talk about.
Absolutely. Well, hey, you're listening to blogtalkradio.com/TecmoTalk. Tecmo Talk Resurrection, the first show we've had in 6 years under my watch. Guest call-in is 347-857-4669. You can follow us on Twitter at MWTecmo, Midwest Tecmo, so it's MWTecmo, or Tecmo Psycho, at Tecmo Psycho. We'll be signing off here shortly, but Derek, I appreciate you hanging in there on a Sunday night, and we'll go ahead and keep it up.
Yeah, just honored to do it with you, and can't wait to do some more shows.
All right. Hey, Derek, have a good one, and we'll see you next week.
You too, man.